microphone. Come on. All right, the next poets. All right, the first poet we're going to see here. Danielle? Where you at? Danielle, come on over here, Danielle. Come on. All right, let's hear it for Danielle. All right.
Okay. I just have two poems, one page each. The first one is called Antlers. She helped them give shape to the first pier, her painted hands mimicking their aged movements. The points were dull and reached like marbled fingers, grabbing at her sleeves as she worked the watery slip. Wearing them, she went still, as the roots galled blisters into her temples with their weight. The second crawled out of the attic on wire claws. They held it down and bent out the desired shape. An amalgamation of gears, cables, old spoons, and bicycle spokes, and they fastened the pair to her head with old cello strings. But soon she grew tired of the trilling, whining sound and of the cobwebs that wept into her hair. So the third they made out of music, opened her jaws and pushed the notes through the roof of her mouth. As they grew like thorns into her skull, she spooked at their softness. When they found her, she was crouched in the driveway, bent over and coughing up black ants, their bodies fleeing like note heads from a page, stemmed legs shaking, newborn and full of that bright white screaming. And the second is called Tornado. My left hip and shoulder dig into the cold dirt floor like burrowing fossils calling home. The slick nylon tent side sticks to my back. A damp wail slithers through the dark, a bat's echo. Assuming the part of moth, I think, find me. Only when the world returns to mute pounding do I, heavy-bodied, sleep. Nice. Thank you.
All right, the next poet we have up here is Aaron Novak.
So when Aeneas is fleeing Troy with his family, he tells his wife Creusa to follow behind him at a distance. And when he gets outside the city, she's gone. And it's all very mysterious. This poem is titled Flit. It is not given us to know. Life, erratic as a butterfly's careening, may yet prove to be an insect's dream. Nothing so fragile, so unsteady as the human mind, no better than the mushrooms that in the morning poke from the earth, then vanish before the moon can follow, can pretend to certainty. No matter. We may still proliferate hypotheses, and this is good enough to keep at bay the fear of gods and death. Consider, fire may be motion, may be fluid, either way, it is not Juno. I'm dithering. Enough. Here's how it might have happened. Let me start again. Troy was on fire. That's the key point. My city was on fire and its belly swarmed with Greeks. My terror sought the release of hot blood on a cold blade, but my mother pulled me back through streets unrecognizable to a home inexplicably intact. Anchises was there, Creusa, Ulysses. I grabbed my son, my father, told Creusa to follow a ways back. Why? Why? I was still thinking of gore. Let fighting find me at the head. Let her hang back where death will not come looking. Stupid. He has so many eyes that sparkle with disdain. and I had none to catch the flash that cut her down. Stupid. Or it may have gone like this. Troy was on fire and swarming with Greeks. I grabbed my son, my father, told Creusa to follow a ways back. Why? Why? My mother, as she dragged me through streets I once knew, informed me of my fate, of the wife, the faceless wife for whom I'd wage a war, Lavinia, then left me lamely standing in my home. It's time to go. What else to say? Dad, son, with me. But her, how could I face her, her whom I would have to leave, if not now, soon? And you, behind. Exactly so. She knew, of course, not what precisely, but no less. She knew, and knowing, she removed herself. The streets as we fled furnished many weapons. So true it is that the dead will aid their own. Darkness is often privation. The sun slinks below the sea. The last rays of its radiant cowardice fade, and we feel it gone all night. But darkness may also be a presence, stinging our eyes, our nostrils. Then the black sky grows blacker, fed by an orange glow beneath. But there is something that delights in flame, that in its waking hours ever seeks the conflagration conjured in its dreams. And it is possible that as she ran beside us, fled with us, a butterfly enthralled her, drew first her eyes, then her legs back, back, until she vanished in the smoke. Maybe, maybe, and a million maybes. My feet, I turned to Troy, my steps retraced. Creusa, no. Creusa, no. Still no. To the mountains, Ulysses. She is gone. All roads lead back to this unfractured fact, thick and rich with being, being like an atom. Thank you.
Ah, that's incredible how you can memorize something like that. That's really good. Jessica, where are you at? I knew you were there somewhere. Okay, come on up here.
Okay, I got two poems. First one is called Salsa. You offer me a spoonful of your homemade salsa. It's your partner's new recipe, and last night you dreamt I didn't like it. But I try it, and I like it, even though I don't want to. You move to my city to start a salsa company. You enroll in a dance class at the studio beside my house. Salsa. Performances are by invitation only. Your hand, your partner's shoulder. Your hand, your partner's hand. The same hands that make salsa together. Left foot back, right foot front, dip. At the end, I applaud, despite my lack of salsa partner. This next one is called Moonstone. At the cafe register, I tell you to break the 20. You can buy your snack now and your lunch later. Before I can stop you, you rip the bill down the middle as if money doesn't matter and hand one half to the cashier. When she tapes the pieces back together and returns your change, you take your Pop-Tarts from the counter and tell her, "I love you." You give love where I would give thanks, but what's a genuine thank you if not also a small I love you? What's a love poem if not also an ode to a teenager who has never misplaced her childhood wonder? It doesn't have to make sense. The tree giving us shade is green and we're on a bench. I ask you what song you want to listen to and you request "The Dress Looks Nice on You" by Sufjan Stevens. He sings, and 5 seconds in, you're laughing to yourself, harder than I've seen anyone laugh at a folk song. I can see a lot of life in you. I can see a lot of bright in you. And I think the dress looks nice on you. I can see a lot of life in you. 15 seconds in, you've gathered the three most golden leaves and put them in your purse. You keep collecting, the song still soft, magical, glowing, until your van comes to take you home. I hadn't noticed that all the leaves below the green tree were yellow. Every time someone walks towards a door, you ask, "Where are you going?" whether or not you know their name and birthday. The answer is usually the bathroom, but you ask anyway, maybe to ensure they'll return. You, sunshine embodied, endless moonstone of reality, riddle needless of resolution. My favorite gem, in 2 weeks I must go, so I've decided to take up jewelry making. I'll frame you in silver and wear you as a pendant. The whole world will get to witness your translucent mind, your transparent heart, and all the reflections they couldn't have seen without you.
Thank you, Jessica. Thaddeus, come on up here, buddy.
This poem employs gibberish, so if you have pristine vocabularies, don't worry, you didn't miss out. It's called Owl is Made of Mice. Unashamed owl, cemented to shivers, squibbling the forest floor. His all the way around neck, the trembles a sniver, lickety, his feather sheen. The owl ascendeth into the aught of sunshine's honest moon. The spen quan dablature modished and radish lit. Then swoop and clasp, O shriekless return to immovable wonder. Not irreconcilable horror, no, the silk of splendthrift ligaments ordered and asunder, tiny eternity trinkets trading spaces on a soundless stage. This is called The Fire's White. It runs on water, air, power, and the sun. The sun's edible bodies peeking through earth glasses. Ideas run on it, and experiences parade through, and it calls itself I, forgetting that it doesn't run, so it can briefly become astonished by pageantry.
Peter Webb?
Yeah.
Come on.
Don't expect much.
Good. Christopher Collins is the book editor at Pittsburgh Magazine, as well as being a frequent contributor to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He is the publisher of Low Ghost Press and Coleridge Street Books. He also manages Caliban Bookshop in Oakland and owns Desolation Row Records. Jason Baldinger has spent a life in odd jobs. If only poetry was the strangest of them, he'd have far less to talk about. Somewhere in time, he has traveled the country and wrote a few books, the latest of which, The Lower 48, by Six Gallery Press, and the chapbook, The Studs Terkel Blues, as well as the anthologies, Lip Smack, and Good Noise, etc. You can also hear some of his audio on the website.
Where do you find your ideas?
This is all, my phone's dead.
So fucking meta, man.
All right, that's it. All right, I'm done. No, we'll do one more. John Korn lives in Pittsburgh. He is the author of a book of poetry titled Television Farm, which can be purchased on Amazon.com. He has worked as a mental health social worker for many years now. He was nominated for 2 Pushcart Prizes, one for his poem, 14 Young Women, and another for his poem, Yellow Lampshade Head. He didn't win either of them, but he does not know what those prizes are. Okay.
I know. Keith Moses, come on up here, my buddy. And try to talk into this microphone, would you?
Thank you, sir. 2?
It's going to be hard to talk.
Yeah, you got 2.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You've got the stage, my man.
Good evening. Always a pleasure to be in front of you. Thank you all for this opportunity. This grand facility. Thank you so much. 23 Nation. In the off season, after King James was leaving, many asked his reason, remember Michael speaking, thinking he was the reason Eagles got inflated, thinking he was the reason kids lost sight in their chasing. His influence had kids jumping in the sky. He's the reason countless others jumped in with Nike, got contracts that got back $140 from a kid who made that off of crack. You're the reason everybody wants to be like Mike. Mike Tyson was nice. Michael Jackson was nice. But when we come up, we ain't see them red zipper jackets. We saw kids shooting free throws at a basket, jumping in the air, tongues out on the mattress. Not locally, we're talking all across an atlas. What you want to be, bruh, a baller or a rapper? We're led to believe that you're the drafter. Why nobody wants to be a damn teacher or a lawyer? Less Oprahs than Diane Sawyers. Not saying if it's wrong or right, only saying everybody want to be like Mike. Nobody want to be Harriet Tubman, they gonna say, brother, you're bugging. I'm not saying if it's wrong or right, only saying everybody want to be like Mike. You got to get kids to sit in one spot, because they know, get together that jump shot. Don't you know a teacher's annual salary, Mike see that by 2:45? Please, minimum wage won't even get you J's. You punch a clock, we working on our hoop game. Computer programmers don't get on television. Software engineers won't get no recognition unless Michael's missing on that video game system. What shoes you distribute, and tell me, can you get up a 3-minute commercial spot? Well, if not, please don't distract. We talk about math, brother, stop. Why nobody wanna be a damn teacher or a lawyer? There's less Oprahs than Diane Sawyers. Not saying if it's wrong or right, only saying everybody want to be like Mike. Nobody want to be Nelson Mandela, they gonna tell me to shut the hell up. Hey, I'm not saying if it's wrong or right, only saying everybody want to. We remember you leaving, remember you coming back, crossing over Russell. Who could forget that? A concentration all across our nation of kids ain't want to be doctors. No, sir, they play in the NBA. That has always been the case, though. Before you came in, it was Dr. J, yo. But you, Mr. Jordan, you set a different pace. Not talking faster, we're talking a different race. But we would bear witness because of your existence. Our best athletes are now balling in a prison. What's the use of scholarships or even college if the purpose of school is to bring a couple dollars? Will it make sense to take it? A snicker generation, why wait? Your mama living frustrated, trying to pay rent. So he gonna take this dream up another level. 23 Nation.
One more, excuse me, I'm sorry.
I was torn because I heard a gentleman speaking tonight, and he mentioned mashed potatoes. Excellent job. And I was like, oh, I want to talk about I was like, well, you only get one thing. He said 2, so I'm okay. I'm done. This is it. Flowers for my mama. I'll tie my shoe after. Used to think a Benz would be nice. Added up my money. That ain't right. Rubbing two nickels, homie, will not get you any closer to solving life's riddles. Burton School, home of the bumblebees. Mama packing love in a lunch full of groceries. Fruit snacks in my backpack. Gushers or fruit roll-ups is what she would pack. Come home in your dresser drawer. Mama done washed your clothes. She done swept your floor. She be vacuuming. How clean it would be on the stove. Meatloaf and mashed potatoes for me. She made it for me. You talking about her baby. Older than me is three Hayes, Marcus, and Kimberly. Amazing after dealing with them three, mama still had a lot of love waiting for me. I used to say I wanted a mansion, listening to Biffy, talking about them Hamptons. I used to want fat checks with a lot of commas. Now I know I need enough of flowers for my mama. And do my best not to bring a drama. And so good in case we are attached to karma. On my name, do my best not to bring drama. Please, y'all, flowers for my mama. Once saw a Bentley on the parking lot. Stop, close my eyes, envision a roofless drop. It was banana yellow. And listen up, good fellow. If you had that, you wouldn't have to say no hello. You have to say goodbye in this passage you could drive to, make it out alive. It was so right. It was so choice like Cameron's father whipped in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm talking clean as shit. I thought soon, y'all, that'd be mine. Those would be my imprints inside. May not be able to afford a Maybach these days, though might be able to pay back my mama for every reinvestment. Every time she sang to me, she put a check in. Every diaper changed and with every bib was washed. May my everyday be spent making up the cost. Chicken noodle soup with your loving on the side. Feel like taking on the world with your loving on my side. Some days sad seem ain't nothing on my side. When shots get fired and it's puncturing my pride. Don't need much more at this junction in my life. Performance went bad, you really stunk it up tonight. Remember mama words, there ain't no ducking in the fight. It's almost as though it is my mother on a mic. She put it in early so her son doesn't stride. Too far from that line, too far on my climb to turn back. Now my mother's on the line. See, children turn out to either be their mama's pride or the reason there is moisture coming from her eyes. Don't want to be the reason she suffer in this life. My pop the asshole, look, he ain't done it right. So I spend my day and night making everything all right. Flowers for my mom. Thank y'all.
Look forward to hearing from you, sir. Look forward to it. Thank you for the talk.